And the other thing that we need to consider is, do men and women use cars for similar purposes? Do they use cars to drive to work, to do the shopping, to go and see friends, that kind of thing? Do they drive the same distances? That might have an effect on the figures. Okay, this graph here shows the number of road deaths by age group for 2001 for men and women. And you can see here that between the age of about 17, when you can start driving, and about 40, a very, very high proportion of deaths are young men. And then it goes down. So as a man gets older, you become less likely to be killed in a car accident. So it seems that as a man gets older, he starts driving more carefully. For women, the number of deaths is about the same for all age groups. It doesn't vary very much. So it seems that women tend to start out as fairly careful drivers, and they stay as careful drivers throughout the rest of their life. But what this graph does show is that young male drivers are much more likely to be killed in car accidents. The other thing that you can look at is what people use cars for. So here, in this graph here, the blue bars refer to men, the red bars refer to women. I'm sorry, you probably can't read these very, very clearly, but I'll just explain them to you. This first section here refers to commuting and business, using your car for work. And you can see that, you know, men make a lot more trips on business or for work, or driving to and from work, than women. This one here is shopping, and not surprisingly, women use the car more for shopping than for men. This is visit friends, that's about the same. This one here, it says escort, education and other escort. I think what this means generally is taking the kids to school. And you can see that women spend more time taking children to school than men do. But there's not a big difference. So I don't think that there are very large differences in the way men and women use cars, but there is quite a big difference in the distance that men and women drive. For the period 1999 to 2001, in 1 year, the average man drives about 15,000 kilometres a year, whereas the average woman drove about 10,000 kilometres in the year. So men drive about 50% further than women. They do about 50% more driving than women each year. And if men do more driving than women, then it's not surprising that they're more likely to be involved in accidents. And this is probably the most useful graph. This is probably the graph which really shows the difference between men and women, and as far as safety is concerned, because this shows the number of drivers involved in fatal crashes. Fatal here means that somebody dies as a result of it, so it's a very serious crash. Per 100 million miles. So this graph takes into account how many miles are being travelled per accident. And again, you can see here, that in fact, in general, people are, the roads are safer. In 1997, these are the statistics for 1997, and for men, there are about 5 deaths per million miles, whereas in 1995, there are only 3. Okay, and for women, in 1997 there were 3 deaths per million miles, and in 1995 there's just under 2. So what this graph shows is that in general people are less likely to be killed in a car accident. Our roads are safer for drivers. But again, the difference between men and women is clear. You can see that this graph, I think, shows that that women are, in general, are more careful drivers than men.